Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Be friends. Why can't we be friends? Come on, man. It's off season. Why can't we be friends? All right, good morning, and welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. A lot of stuff going on. By the way, congratulations to the Miami Hurricanes. Have struggled a little bit on the road in ACC play. Get a great win against the number one team right now, Clemson, 78-74, and have a chance to back it up where they've been really good at home against Duke tonight. Duke 8-4 in ACC play. Miami now 9-4, but there's a lot of teams kind of bunched up there real tight in this ACC basketball right now. Nobody's running away with this thing. So tonight, big, big game. And so I want to make sure we got that out. By the way, the Panthers back in action and a good one tonight too, at home against Tampa Bay. So it's going to be a fun night if you're staying home between University of Miami and Duke, or if you're going. And, of course, up in Sunrise, the Panthers taking on to start the second half of the season, Tampa Bay. 24-22-6, 30 games left. I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, Woody, like 3 points out of that final. It's been three. It's been five behind that eighth position now and needing to get on a roll here a little bit and starts. And congratulations to Matthew Tkachuk over the weekend. Got the MVP award. That's pretty cool. They showed shots of his dad and obviously his brother was there and stuff. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool event going on there with that whole thing. And then, hey, the biggest news of the whole thing, and not even the fact that Mario Cristobal is now looking for an offensive and defensive coordinator, is Kevin Steele has decided to take the defensive coordinator job for Alabama, is what happened with the NBA trade deadline, which I think it's going to be pretty active. I just sense that there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be trying to make a move, and so that is Thursday by 3 p.m. Those moves have to be made. So Kyrie Irving comes out. Woody, was that Friday that broke, or Saturday that Kyrie said, I want to be traded? It was.
I want to say it was maybe Friday. I mean, boy, it didn't take a long time, right? Because
no.
He sat out. When did he sat out? Saturday? Well, I don't know. He said a knee soreness. Like, they weren't going to play him.
Well, he had
anymore.
His last game. He was really good.
Yeah, but then they said they weren't going to play him until they traded him. I can't believe someone gave up. Like, the Mavericks gave up a lot. I mean, I know they don't see those picks for, like, another 6 years, which, by the way, they should make it where you can't trade picks a certain amount
of years down the road.
The pick's in, like, what was it, 2029 or something?
It's down there a little bit.
What are they doing?
So they end up getting Spencer Dinwiddie, who's been a big part of Dallas, averaging almost 18 points a night, and Dorian Finney-Smith also with averaging 9 points a game. So they got shipped off, of course, for Kyrie Irving coming to town here, and are going to Dallas, I should say, not to here. But we'll find out what it looks like with Luka and Kyrie playing together. I do love one thing. I love the fact that the Brooklyn owner, who's had to put up with this crap and what has been, looks so good, right? Remember, everybody put him in the finals soon as KD and Kyrie and even Harden and, Oh, my God, we got the Dream 3 offensive machines. That should be 80 points a night. Every time they play together, somebody could explode for a huge night. And it has just been a disaster, whether it was the three of them. Harden got out of town. It was terrible with two of them. And so the owner, only thing he could do, he told his team, make sure you don't trade Kyrie Irving to the Lakers where he wants to go. Screw him. You get the best offer from anybody else. And apparently, Woody, there were a lot of teams interested, Clippers and Lakers and Mavs and Suns. They said the Chicago Bulls might have been interested in that one. The Heat, we'll never know. Only Pat Riley will know for sure.
Well, I think everyone's interested, right? It's just, a question. And this was, I found very odd, is that the Mavs are going to basically see how this thing plays out and decide if they're going to sign him. So,
what would you say the chance, Woody, that he stays?
They sign him in Dallas? Oh, God.
20%? 15?
I don't know, Joe. The guy's a lunatic. And you know, on top of that, he wants a max contract. Like, he wants to get paid. I mean, you got to find
someone. Do
you
trust
that
guy?
No, I wouldn't.
For 4 years?
I would. But again, like I go back to what I said earlier, he is as talented as anyone in the NBA.
No
question.
No one questions that.
And no one will. Yeah, exactly. No one will question that. But man, oh man, it is tough to tie yourself to that guy. He's beyond a lunatic. I mean, look at what he's missed games for.
Woody, I'm with you. That's what's so frustrating. So he just played basketball for, it seemed like, 20 or 30 games with Kevin Durant. Even without him, he was unbelievable. Won some games late, just hitting clutch shots. And then he's like, all right, before trade deadline, I got to be trader. I'm sitting out second half. I'm like, whoa. I thought the relationship was pretty good here. Kevin's going to be back in a few days. Nope.
I mean, look at his career. I mean, he forced his way out of Cleveland. He got that done. You know, he ripped LeBron, which not a great
now
idea.
Apparently,
LeBron wanted it back, which is amazing.
Well,
which,
LeBron
like,
just
LeBron
wants
thinks,
to win.
Yeah, but that Laker team is past fixing, I think. I don't know that bringing Kyrie Irving even then fixes that problem.
Man.
That thing's a mess. And then the Boston thing was a disaster with Kyrie.
That didn't go well.
That did not go well.
Woo!
And this one is maybe his biggest mess to date.
I really thought those guys, Brooklyn, was going to be the answer. That was the market that they wanted to be in. But if Kyrie really wants to make his way out to L.A., it's all set up for it now, because all he has to do is tell the Mavs, I'm not signing with you. Do it late, right, in the last few, during the playoffs or something, let him know that he won't be coming back.
I would have sent him to L.A. just to see if the whole LeBron thing blows up again. That would have been fun to watch. But I don't know, man. Like, first of all, you got to find a team that's willing to tie themselves to this guy for multiple years, which is going to be the
tough
thing.
Who's going to give him $50 million
a year? Somebody will. Unfortunately, he's too good.
He is good.
So.
He is. Nobody's questioning that.
Do you deal with the fact that, like, if something in the news, upsets him?
He's out for two weeks? Yeah.
Yeah, like something like that. We find some anti-Semitic piece of literature on Amazon that he likes and he wants to promote. Like, you're going to have to deal with that. he's a huge piece of garbage, no question. But he's just too good that I think somebody will eventually give him what he's looking for.
When you're that good, people forgive you if you come and play for their team, right? I mean, whatever the topic is, whatever it is. When you're that good, you get the benefit of the doubt on everything. Just give me a little apology for that last one. Just a little bit.
They begged him to apologize this last time around. Begged him. Just say you're sorry. You don't even have to mean it, Kyrie. We know you don't mean it. Just say it. Nope. Didn't want to do it until they suspend him.
Well, bringing it back here to South Florida, what do you think the Heat make a move?
Yeah, I'd package Kyle Lowry and Duncan Robinson for a superstar here.
No, he had a good chance at a title run.
I just don't think those are the two guys you'd want to move on from, and I don't know what their trade value would be at this point, Joe.
The only thing I've heard
is guys that can't get any minutes on their current team.
The Clippers
down the stretch, at least.
They said Clippers have talked about being interested in his leadership. I was like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, he'd fit in well over there. They got a bunch of guys that don't play that often.
What do you do with Duncan Robinson when he comes back? What happens with that? He wasn't playing that much.
6 to 7 minutes a game, see if he's got his shot that night.
It's going to be interesting. It will be real interesting. They were in every game on the road, by the way. Came home 1-3 on this road trip, but they were they're in every game. They had chances to came back when they were down, able to come back and make it a one-possession game. It just came up a little bit short in a bunch of these games, but now 29-25 on the season. But Kyle Lowry, one thing about it, I always love when whatever coaches say, and you go, whatever you're saying about Kyle Lowry, he's not playing. Whatever it is, he's not playing in the fourth quarter down there at the end. When remember, we used to go this with Dwayne Wade, do you want to be a starter? Do you want to play at the end of games? And there for a while, Dwayne, you said, I want both. Then when he came back, he came off the bench, but that was important to him to play at the end of the game.
Tough to compare those two guys.
No, I know.
At
their careers.
Yeah, but Dwayne was great at the end of his career.
Kyle
is like he's like a statue out there. And I hate piling on Kyle, to be quite
honest.
Well,
you kind of piled on.
No, I haven't in the past. I used to tell you his big shorts when you would say he's overweight. I'd say it's because he wears big shorts, which he does. If you look at his shorts.
It wasn't me that said he was out of shape.
Okay, whoever said it.
Pat Riley said it, and I just followed up with it.
Oh, you followed up? Well, you're good at telling when guys are overweight. That's like one of your gifts in this job is you're a scout of overweight people.
That's wrong. That's so wrong.
But that's one of your strengths.
No,
knowing when a person is overweight.
No, media. I'm better at the media guys being overweight. That's
why? Because they're obviously overweight.
In some cases,
some guy comes in at 400 pounds. Like, oh, he's overweight.
That could be in tip-top shape for radio. All right, we got to go to break here before you get me in trouble.
You're all right.
Before we end up getting in trouble. 305-567-0560. We do have all kind. Man, I came back today. I couldn't believe all the news of everything. And then on top of that, Kevin Steele kind of yesterday, I don't know what time that broke, but Kevin Steele, defensive coordinator for the Miami Hurricanes, is going to take the same job with Alabama. And I don't think Mario Cristobal tried to slow him down. He said, hey, God bless you going out the door, man. Good luck. Tell Nick I said hello, and I appreciate the time with him. It was great. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a second here. Hey, you looking for a new SUV? I'm going to start with the SUV family, talk about the truck family, even over to the cars, man, and the sexy ones. Well, I'll tell you what, it's never been better than it is right now with your South Florida Chevy dealers, and I say this all the time, and I'm not just saying it because I own a Trailblazer and a Tahoe, but boy, the new SUV family's just got so much. The Tahoes and Suburbans have got a brand new look, but they've added more space to the big boys, to the big, beautiful, comfortable Tahoe and Suburban. And then our midsize SUV, again, plenty of space. Doesn't feel midsize when you get in there. Boy, what a great look the Traverse has. And our smaller SUVs, if that's what you're comfortable with, boy, the style, so much style and substance when you talk about the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox. Right over to the Silverado trucks. We have so many different style Silverado trucks. We've got something to fit your lifestyle perfectly. Full-time working truck to still need to get the kids around, need that extra space. We got it for you, new and used. And Corvettes and Camaro, well, first of all, if you can find that new Corvette that everybody's waiting on right now, boy, they have just hit the jackpot on these Corvettes. Might be the best. Yeah, check that. It is the best-looking Corvette they've ever made, in my opinion. A Camaro, not bad either. Hey, go find out for yourself. If you're starting to look around, new or used, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heavy dealer. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. We haven't checked in on the always active text machine, 305-567-0560, and we have been all over the place, with especially with all the news over the weekend. Quiet news coming out of Coral Gables, now looking for a quarterback coach, right, Woody? Quarterback coach and an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator to add to the staff. And then, of course, the other news coming out here, and it has to do with our teams getting back into it. And the trade deadline for the NBA also is this week. So we got a lot of stuff going on here. Anyway, what do you got coming in, Wood?
You want to go over your pick for D.C. one more time here for the Hurricanes?
No, I made it real clear. I'd like to see Jason Taylor get that job. I think he's ready.
I actually agree with you. I think he'd be a great choice. Just for the sole purpose of him recruiting alone, I think would be
But recruiting and the X's and O's. So the problem is, I mean, if you spent time with him, he is he's not just, you know, a guy can recruit. Obviously, you'd love for him to be able to go out and be a full-time coach on your staff anyway, because he could help you so much. And everybody knows top recruiters make a lot of money. The great thing is, if you're not really, really good at X's and O's, but you can recruit, there's a chance you're one of the highest paid coaches on a staff when you get to be. And some guys are really good and some guys aren't, right? Some guys, but he's got some built-in things that allow him to be a great recruiter, including his career, his looks, his personality. Well, listen, that stuff all comes in. He's a good-looking guy.
All right, I understand, but
is it weird because I say he's a good-looking guy?
I just don't know what that has to do with this, you know, like this
you
specific
mean recruiting?
Situation.
Mothers? I don't know. I don't think it's bad for business, man. Just don't think anything with the guy is bad. But he's as good at his X's and O's and schemes and putting stuff together. But we'll see.
Maybe when the kid's weighing their
options, don't know, Jason.
They go, man, that Jason, he looked really good.
I just, well, that's,
he's a good looking
man. I just told
maybe, you know.
I said, you're
I'm,
being.
I know, I'm messing with you.
You're being.
Can I get some text here?
Yeah.
Texter 561, did the police contact Vontae Davis's grandma? Let her know he got booked.
By the way, has anybody ever taken a better picture after they've been arrested? Vontae has a smile on his face.
I didn't see his.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see it. I just
got a big smile on his face.
Really?
Like, let me know when I can go
drunk.
Home. I don't know.
7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's kind of.
There was another one. Who was a former Panther coach that had a roughie?
Oh yeah, he did.
He was staring off into space in his mugshot, though.
He was in a golf cart.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
He was in a golf cart with his wife.
Thing. Yeah.
I liked him last year.
Good. This guy says I'm the Tua Tagovailoa of the morning traffic report. I don't know what that means. Is that a compliment?
Yeah, I think that was a compliment.
Does that mean I'm injury prone? Like, what does that mean?
Why do
I sound concussed? I don't know. Like, is that a joke? You want to find starters in the draft? You mean they're not supposed to be inactive the whole season? Sacramento might sign their first big free agent. There you go, Joe, your hometown. That'd be big for you guys, right?
Who's Sacramento going to sign?
Kyrie Irving. You're going to sign him to a 10-year deal, keep him there for the rest of his life.
Kyrie's not going to Sacramento. I don't know a lot, but Kyrie is not going to Sacramento.
Would that be big for your town? Like the sports bars and stuff? Like, would this be like a big boom for
First
them
of all,
if they got a superstar?
It's not really a big town.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to explain. It's real spread out for.
What's closer to Sacramento, Marysville or Milpitas?
Marysville's a lot closer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where is Bo's hometown exactly?
It's down in closer to Santa Clara and San Jose.
Is that Southern California?
No, that's part of the Bay Area, San Jose.
Okay. You're part of the Bay Area almost, though, aren't you?
No. Part of Sacramento Valley.
Sacramento Valley.
Yeah.
All right.
You're learning. It's all part of Northern California, though.
I love it, man.
In the bigger picture of the state, it's all part. The Bay Area and Sacramento, state capital, are two big parts of Northern California.
Somebody wants to know if that was Joe floating across the sky and his wife shot him down.
See, that's wrong.
That's mean. It was a balloon of some sort. Was it a spy balloon or something?
Yeah, I think it was.
They just have those? Like that?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that before.
I don't know, though. It was just kind of weird.
Like, came over here?
One got away from the Chinese on that one.
Yeah.
It just got away from them. A fastball that just got away from them right there.
Lowry overrated, has always been. Too bad that he were unable to trade him for Irving. Yeah, I don't think that was close, but.
I just wonder if Kyrie was here. You buy the culture would just suck him right in and he'd be perfect here. We'd never have a problem.
It didn't work with Lowry necessarily. Look, man, I get that the heat of a culture and all that stuff, Joe, but like, let's not act like every other NBA franchise is just a free-for-all. Like, what? Kyrie's been a mess at a lot of good franchises.
That's true.
Not a lot, but, I mean, Boston's a good NBA franchise, except for the thing that happened with that coach.
Yeah.
That was not good.
Not good.
But other than that, they've been pretty good. And he was a mess there. He's probably going to be a mess in Dallas.
I don't see a good finish to this Dallas thing. I will be shocked if he re-signs with Dallas. That's how far that is. I think he wants to end up back out in L.A. Either one. Either team, Clippers or Lakers. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break. Alec Engel, the fullback of the Miami Dolphins, is going to join us next. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.